First Corinthians, chapter 8. Can we share in pagan customs? Regarding meat from the offerings to idols, we know that all of us have knowledge, but knowledge puffs up while love builds. If anyone thinks that he has knowledge, he does not yet know as he should know. But if someone loves God, he has been known by God. Can we then eat meat from offerings to idols? We know that an idol is without existence and that there is no God but one. People speak indeed of other gods in heaven and on earth, and in this sense there are many gods and lords. Yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom everything comes and to whom we go. And there is one Lord, Christ Jesus, through whom everything exists and through whom we exist. Not everyone, however, has that knowledge. For some persons who until recently took the idol seriously, that food remains linked to the idol and eating of it stains their conscience, which is unformed. It is not food that brings us closer to God. If we eat, we gain nothing, and if we do not eat, we do not lose anything. We are free, of course, but let not your freedom cause others who are less prepared to fall. What if others with an unformed conscience see you, a person of knowledge, sitting at the table in the temple of idols? Will not their weak conscience, because of your example, move them to eat also? Then, with your knowledge, you would have caused your weak brother or sister to perish, the one for whom Christ died. When you disturb the weak conscience of your brother or sister and sin against them, you sin against Christ himself. Therefore, if any food will bring my brother to sin, I shall never eat this food, lest my brother or sister fall.